Hi, Debbie.
Hi, good morning.
Good
Thanks for
morning,
taking
ma'am.
my call.
Sure enough.
Okay, so I'm a 62-year-old female, relatively healthy, not on any meds. Blood pressure's always good. Heart rate's good. I walk between 16,000 and 20,000 steps a day. But I have a stubborn 20 to 30 pounds I'd like to lose. And I've been doing a lot of reading about fasting. I've read The Obesity Code by Jason Fung, and they make a lot of claims that it'll increase your BMR and increase stem cell production and decrease inflammation. And you were talking about detoxifying, talks about fasting detoxifying. So I just wonder about your opinion on both the intermittent fasting and extended fasting.
All right, for extended fasting, ma'am, I always ask everybody to check with their doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, because if you've worked with a doc such as that for a while, they're much more likely to know how you could tolerate the extended fasting, or if you couldn't, just because of various things about your health. But for the intermittent sort, that is really a very good idea that most of us can handle. The only people I don't recommend that to at all are, of course, people who know they're ill, and people who may not know they're ill, who may have weak adrenals, and those are usually the folks with low blood pressure, which you did not mention to me. You said your blood pressure was okay. And you're quite right. And not only is intermittent fasting good for losing weight, ma'am, but it also, when we fast, it actually activates a certain system of enzymes that helps to prolong life. How do you like that? It's good for longevity.
I like that.
And that's not never a bad idea, is it? So anyway, if it's going to be the
Would you suggest like 24-hour fasting or the 18-6?
I always suggest starting with little ones and building up to it, ma'am. Because I have worked with people who've tried 24 just right off the bat, and they sort of, in a manner of speaking, crashed and burned toward the end of the 24. So I'll usually say, well, why don't you try after you eat dinner, and then you go to bed and sleep when we don't usually eat. Then why don't you try before you have anything to eat when you wake up in the morning, give it 4, 5, 6 hours and see how you do, and then have something to eat, and so on. And then if that's tolerable, okay, now you might want to try a little longer, but that needs to be approached stepwise.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome, Anne. Thank you for calling. Appreciate that.